الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويسألونك عن المحيض، قل هو أذى فاعتزلوا النساء في المحيض ولا تقربوهن حتى يطهر، فإذا تطهرن فأتوهن من حيث أمركم الله، إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. The previous ayat was about the partners that we get married to, that there should be compatibility, and the farad compatibility is about deen and Islam, that both parties must be on Islam. Don't marry non-Muslim women, don't give your daughters to non-Muslim men. With regard to marriage, another very important aspect is now discussed in this ayat, and that is with regard to when a woman has got her menses, her monthly period, what is the ruling at that time? In Medina Sharif, there were Jews living, there were Christians also living, other people also. The Jews, during these days of the menses of the woman, when she has her periods, they should have absolutely nothing to do with her. In fact, they should turn her out of the house. They shouldn't eat the food she cooks or have anything whatsoever to do with her. Or completely opposite to that was the Christians. The Christians, when the woman has her menses, they don't refrain from having sexual relationships with her. They still have their relationship with her even when she is in her monthly period in her menses. So the Sahaba, there and no direction had still come in the Quran Sharif, what is Islam's ruling with regard to this matter? So the Sahaba were confused. One extreme was the practice of the Jews with whom they were living, and they knew what their practice was in Medina Sharif. On the very other extreme was the practice of the Christian. What should we be doing as Muslims? There was still no direction. So they asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَسَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيدِ اور تجھ سے پوچھتے ہیں حکم حیض کا. And they ask you with regard to a marriage relationship, when a woman has her menses, what should be our attitude? What is the ruling when a woman is in her menses? Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ أَذَن کہہ دے وہ گندگی ہے. Tell them that that is dirt and filth. That at that time, the blood that comes out from her is all filthy and dirty. So be very careful. Stay away from the dirt and filth completely. فَأَتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فِي الْمَحِيدِ. So تُمْ أَلَقْ رَهُ عَرْتُ سَيْ حَيْدْ كَيْ وَقْتْ. So you stay separate from the woman when she has her menses. That is, as far as having sexual relationship, don't have any of that during the woman when she has her menses. Otherwise, besides that, she lives in the house, normal as everything. And she cooks also, you eat her food also, everything. On one occasion, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha for the musalla. She said, I'm in my menses. I can't handle it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, your menses are not in your hands. You can hold the musalla and you can give it to me. So anyway, so that is that don't have any sexual relationships with her during those days. Stay away from that completely. Don't be like the Christians, that they have relationship with their woman even due in that condition. And on the other hand, don't be like the Jews, that you turn her out of the house, you have separate quarters for her, you don't eat the food she cooks, you don't have nothing to do with her. No, you can have everything to do with your wife, but you can't have sexual relationship. The very moderate and correct path, the perfect path Islam has taught, which is the natural path for human beings. وَلَا تَقْرَبُهُنَّ حَتَّى يَطْهُرْنَ اور نزدیق نہ ہو ان کے جب تک کہ پاک نہ ہو جائے. And do not go near them also. Don't have the sexual relationships at all. Don't go during at that part of the body. Between the navel and the knees, don't go at all to her during that time until she becomes pure and clean, and all doubt is gone that now her periods are over, her menses are over. Till that time, don't go near her. When it's over, then you can now once more have your sexual relationships with her. فَإِذَا تَطَهَّرْنَا فَأَتُهُنَّ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَمَرَكُمُ اللَّهِ پھر جب وہ خوب پاک ہو جاوے تو جاؤ ان کے پاس جہاں سے حکم دیا تم کو اللہ نے. And then when she becomes properly parked, no doubt remains of her menses, then by all means again go to her. She is halal for you. Now you can have your sexual relationship with her. But Allah has specified, very important, go to her from where Allah has commanded you. That is from the front. Don't go to her at all from the back. There are many people, men, who do this great guna, and that is the same guna of sodomy. If you go to your woman from the back, which is totally haram, go to her from where Allah has commanded you and permitted you. That is from the front. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawwabin, beshak Allah ko pasand aate hai toba karne wale. Allah loves those people who make tawbah. Allah knows insan is weak. You will make mistakes in this aspect. When you have made mistakes, make tawbah. And when you make tawbah, you will be clean of your guna and Allah will love you again. So whenever you err, you make a mistake in this matter, then make tawbah sincerely to Allah Ta'ala. Allah loves those people who make tawbah. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَحِّرِينَ اور پسند کرتے ہیں گندگی سے بچنے والے. And Allah loves those people who from the start stay away from all wrong. They don't commit any guna. Allah loves those people also who don't commit any guna. And those who commit guna and they make tawbah, Allah loves them also. In here is great encouragement, targheeb, and also the great virtues of those who make tawbah. In a hadith it comes, Allah Ta'ala will raise the people who have made tawbah equally with those people who did not commit sin. In other words, those who committed sin, made tawbah, they will be regarded exactly as those people who did not commit sin at all. So everyone, kullukum khatta'un, it comes in the hadith, all of you make mistakes. You are all the time. Wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawwabun. And the best of those people who make mistakes are those who make tawbah. So Allah has given great, great hope for those people who do make mistakes, who have made mistakes, that you make tawbah and Allah will regard you amongst those people who did not commit any guna whatsoever. How much of encouragement, how much of kindness of Allah, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that even if insan make mistakes, but he just makes tawbah. So this is very, very very dirty also in that time of the woman, very unhealthy also, and very very great sin also it is to come to woman. This is at that time when she is in her menses and to approach her there. And this is also a great lesson which in other ayat Allah has explained, that marriage is not to satisfy your lust primarily. You do, it's permissible fully, but marriage is a very noble institution. It's a very honorable institution. And one's wife is an honorable woman. She shouldn't be treated like the street woman. She's not one of the street women that you do with her and you act like a fool in front of her and you do all funny things with her. That is not the position of a respectable, honorable Muslim woman, and she should be respected as such. All these wrong things should never be done with her. We should respect her. And anyone who has made mistakes should make sincere tawbah to Allah. Allah will readily forgive that person. So the nikah is a very noble and very honorable institution, and it should be maintained for that. And you have been permitted to satisfy yourself, but do it also in a noble way as a human being, as a Muslim, as a mu'min. Don't carry on, even animals don't go to all filthy and dirty things. Don't carry on like the stupid Western monkeys and apes. We should not ape them. And when a person wants to get married also, we see very sadly, we'll go and buy a book from one of the bookshops and written by non-Muslims. And what they write in there, in that way we want to conduct ourselves in marriage. Islam has given clear guidance. MashaAllah, ulama have written kitabs on this matter from the Quran and Hadith. We should read those kitabs. They are available in English also, translated. We should follow those kitabs, what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what our deen has commanded us. So in that very private life of ours, Islam has openly told us also how we should conduct ourselves. We don't have to have any doubt. And Allah reward the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum very greatly. They were very concerned of the deen and they asked the details of deen on which ayats of Quran Sharif were revealed like this year. And then we are taught how we should conduct ourselves in all these matters. Allah let us practice deen in every aspect. Deen is not only namaz. Deen is not only Ramadan or Umrah and Hajj. Deen is even that very private life with one's family. Deen is in there also, and in there also we should conduct ourselves properly as a Muslim will be. Not only that we are like big Sufis when we come in the masjid, or we go out in Jamaat, or we go to the Khanqa, but at all times we should conduct ourselves correctly. May Allah give us all tawfiq.